I don't think there's any reason to introduce this fellow. To your left, my immediate right. It's all about him. It's a marvelous story, as everybody knows. If you knew where he's from in college, then you know the Mississippi Trace. Because you got to go down that trace to get to Alcorn. And the gentleman in the Packers organization that had such a great, who had a great deal to do with the selection, Donald Driver, was Alonzo Highsmith. And finally we decided, even though we thought, I'm talking about as a group, we didn't need a wide receiver, we finally took one. Look what happened. Huh?
I don't even know how you go off that. You know, I would say it's truly an honor to be back where it all started, right here in Lambeau Field. I couldn't imagine this day would ever come, no time soon. But I thought I was going to have to wait. I know me and Mark had a great conversation about how long he's waited for this honor, and it only took me 4 years before I get it. But I think this one thing that we both can say is that we'll be able to share this moment with our families for a very long time. And our kids, and hoping our grandkids will be able to come back and see what their dad as well as their grandfathers have accomplished. So I'm just happy to be back.
Donald, when you look at your whole career, everything you accomplished, what are you most proud of?
Wow. I don't know if it's one thing in specific that I can pick. I think everything in my career has been truly a blessing. I think God made a way out of no way. I remember 2003 when I fell on my neck against Minnesota. I remember being on that stretcher coming through that tunnel. My wife told me that my career was over. She wanted me to retire and put the cleats up. And I told her, I said, I don't think God's done with us yet. If I can recover from this, let's just see where God takes us. And, you know, 11 years later, he took us to places that we never thought we'd go. And it's been truly amazing. And now I can look back and appreciate every opportunity that I've had and appreciate them.
When did you think this would become possible, Donald? Obviously, you're in the middle of your career. Maybe you're not thinking about it. You're putting up numbers. You're a Pro Bowl guy. At what point do you think, you know what, Packers Hall of Fame, I'm good enough for that?
I don't think it ever crossed my mind until the day that I was up for breaking Sterling's record. And I think that's when I said, well, okay, maybe this is an opportunity for me to be in the Packers Hall of Fame. And I remember getting that phone call from Sterling, and Sterling said, listen, if you break my record, you better score a touchdown, because just a catch is not going to do it. And and I remember catching the ball against Detroit and made one move, and I thought, oh, a score is easy. And seven guys hit me, and unfortunately, I didn't score in that play. But at that point, I think that's when I started to think about it. And then I knew that I was only, I think, 3,000 yards away from breaking James Loftin's record. So at that point, that's when I started to think, could this be possible? And to be the all-time Packer League receiver in franchise history, that tells you that you're among some of the greatest icons and legends that have played in the green and gold. And to surpass those individuals is something that I know that I'm going to cherish for a long time. And my day will come when somebody will break mine. And I hope they cherish it as much as I cherished when I broke theirs.
Donald, on a night like tonight, what do you immediately think of? Do you think of the Super Bowl? Do you think of certain plays? Do you think of sitting in the locker room and just joking around with the guys and camaraderie? What do you think of?
You know, Lance, I think of every single moment. It kind of brings you back to the beginning, the day I got off that plane. Being a kid from Houston, Texas, went to school in Mississippi, and to get on a plane knowing that Wisconsin was somewhere up north, that's about as far as I knew where I was going. And I think those are the moments that you start to think about and you start to reminisce. And so I don't know if there's ever a moment where you start to think about all the, I think, one individual thing. I think you start to think of every single situation. And from that point on, that's why I knew that this is a great place. I've been able to have three amazing kids here. My kids can never say they were from Texas. They got to always say they're from Wisconsin. And to say they're from Green Bay, Wisconsin, That's what they will always say. So I think those are the moments that I will always share. And my kids love it. They, you know, they're happy to be back here. So it's exciting.
Have you thought about how hard you made it for your successors by drafting him so low? They all have to match up to that now.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're doing a pretty good job here now. I mean, I think the interesting thing about the Green Bay Packers, and this is before Donald's time, when we came here, 1992, but in 93 they started a free agency process in the National Football League, and everybody said the Packers aren't going to survive in free agency. Well, when I left, the Packers had the best record in all of pro football. When Donald left, the Packers still had the best record in all of pro football, and right now they have number two. They're number two. So that's a heck of a run. So I think Thompson and his crowd have really done an admirable job. That's a long talk to get around to answer your question, but I wanted to get that point in there.
Did draft Donald, what were your expectations? Obviously not probably Hall of Fame.
Our expectations when we selected him was that when we selected a player when I was here, we thought every one of them had an opportunity to make the team. Obviously, we didn't realize the steps this young fellow here would take. But we didn't draft players to fail. We drafted players that we thought would have an opportunity to make our team, and Donald more than did that. Particularly when starting in the 2000s.
Take him, Ron. You joke that you know you guys didn't need a receiver. You're at the end of the draft. You got all these guys that. Maybe you're going to try to sign after.
Yeah. Well, we had.
What prompted you to take him?
We had a draft board, and we have a board like players rated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm talking about rounds here, where they should be selected. And Donald Driver was still there, and I think he was up in the fourth round. So the board was wiped out, and there the guys kept. We kept staring at Donald Driver. And. Then that makes certain people look like they're very smart, that they really know what they're doing, you know.
About at you as well, like, was it training camp, or I always joke with Donald that he started here when he was wearing number 13 and he was all arms and legs and whatever, and had that game against the Panthers where he had a couple of catches in his rookie year.
I think his work on special teams, he's a lot bigger than he was then. So, he's just fearless. And so you knew right away that if we nurture this, we have something really special here. If he doesn't kill himself first, you know.
Hey, Donald, what does fill the competitive itch in your life? I know you've been doing TV and everything, but I'm not sure anything replaces football. What's taken the competitive part of your life?
Competing with my kids every day. That's it. I mean, my son thinks that he can still beat me in every sport. And so I challenge him every day. I mean, you know, we play basketball together. We play football together. And I'm not going to ever take it easy on him. I'm going to challenge him every single day to be the best person he can be. And I think that's what it is. And then my daughter, she's a high-class gymnast. Her goal is she wants to be in the 2020 Olympics. So when she's at home flipping, daddy still thinks he can flip. I try certain things, and I get up, and I'm going, you know something? Daddy did that. Now, 2 days later, I'm sore. But I think that's the competitive edge that I get between them. And then Charity, she challenged everyone in the house on everything in the world. So that's my competitive edge. That keeps me going. And then the thing when people tell me I can't do anything, I think it's just a drive that I have. The same drive that I had when I came in here in 99, it's the same drive I have today. I want to be successful. I just don't want to be what people call us as athletes. It's just dumb jocks. I want to show that football is just a platform to get me where I want to go. And so to have, to be doing a TV show right now and have a health and wellness book coming out, I mean, things have been amazing. And I think that's it. That's the challenge every single day, as to how do I prove people wrong? And to this point, I've been good at it. So hoping that I can continue.
Don, with all the high jumping ability and stuff from your college career was well documented. Why football? Because you could have maybe gone to the Olympics that you're talking about with your kids.
Wow. I think football, I was better at it. I think, you know, the Olympics was great. The good thing about it is I was able to jump, you know, that, and I don't know where I got that from. Maybe I got it from my dad. But my dad loved the game of football. May he rest in peace. But he was the one who kept pushing me and said, you know, I just want you to make it, because he had an opportunity to make it. My grandfather passed away, and then he dropped out of school because he was the oldest and he had to take care of the family. And so at that point, I realized that I wanted to follow in his footsteps. And I wanted to make him proud. And when I got drafted, it was shocking, because he was the one who came outside and screamed that the Green Bay Packers was on the phone. And I looked at him and said, Dad, please. I'm sitting here. It's been 2 days, and I'm tired, and no one's called to this point. And I got that phone call. And I still remember that call to this day. So I think at that point, that's what I wanted to do, is just follow in my dad's footsteps and make him happy. And I think he was a proud man that I was able to accomplish things that I've been able to accomplish.
Now, do you ever think that your life almost is like a movie, only it's better than a movie because it's real life, just with everything you've done? And I'm Dancing with the Stars. I mean, just, it's crazy.
You know, I don't know. I say this, Lance. There's somebody else's story out there that's worse than mine. I was able to take all the negative and make it positive. There was times in my life that I shouldn't be here. But like I said before, I think God had a bigger picture for me and a bigger plan. And now I know what's right and what's wrong. Even though I think I knew it back then, I still wanted to make the choices that I wanted to make. And now I don't make any choices without consulting God first. And I think from that point on, it's been truly, truly a blessing for me that I can see where my path is going. But it's three people in my life that I have to continue to show them the right path to go. And that's Christian, Christina, and Charity. And if I do that, then, you know, my son would be the best man that he can be to his wife. And my daughters would be able to find the man of their dreams by saying, I want somebody like my father. And my goal is to love, and to love them as more than anything else in the world. And if I do that right, then I think I've done my job. The story will be told about me playing the game of football. But no one can tell my kids how to be a father and how to be a dad. I'm the only one that can do that. And I think for that point on, I've done it. And so...